Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Though you see no water for miles around you, you are, like me, nonetheless marooned. We are castaways in this terrible bad dream somebody decided to name Barovia. To switch up the metaphor, we are imprisoned, and the fog is the bars of our cell, and our jailer is Baron von Strahd. As far as I can tell, there's no way to escape other than possibly by dying. Maybe by being eaten by a wolf, let's say.
Madam Eva drags both of her bony hands over the crystal ball, and you can see the swirling mist within begins to slowly coalesce into a vague figure. You can see it's kind of like from waist up, it's a person. You can see that they're quite obviously like the hard ridges in their figure. You can see that they're wearing like a leather armor. And then as it slowly coalesces to form their head, you can see two horns that curve in a very familiar manner.
I see a woman, blue of skin, horns, or is it a horn? She has traveled far and has acquired monies. These monies will fund your army.
Yeah.
You already have an army. You need generals.
And a way out.
She drags the hand over the crystal ball again, and now the single figure fades away, and you see many figures standing like silhouetted shapes. There's so many of them that you can't make out, and their figures kind of like meld together, so you can't tell any individual figure, but you can see that there are many. There's quite a few.
These generals will aid you, assist you in your escape, and in your battles to come.
She produces from below the table a deck of cards. You identify it immediately. It's the Taraka deck that Pip showed you before. She begins shuffling it, and you go through like a little bit of a ritual where she asks you to tell her to stop, and you tell her to stop. She stops shuffling. She gets you to cut the cards, and then eventually she lays the cards on the table in between the two of you, and she gestures with her hand. The first card slowly, like almost as if you're opening the pages of an old, ancient, dusty tome, the first card slowly flips over. And once it is flipped over, you can see the image. This time, it's not like just a little bit of movement and then a stop. The image is constantly moving, like you're watching a television screen. You see a humanoid figure. They have a massive backpack. In addition to a backpack, they've got like a bindle that they've also thrown over their shoulder. And they're walking down what looks like a lonely road. The name of the card, written above and below, says The Traveler, and Madam Eva elaborates.
A stranger to a strange land. The Traveler is always moving, but never at their destination, for their path is long and has many detours. I see the Traveler roaming a forest, lost but unworried.
One of the figures in the crystal ball, you can see that their outline becomes a little bit more solid. Then,
what's the outline become? Is it a?
It's a tall person.
Okay.
Other than that, you can't really make much out. A second card flips. This one says Huntress, and you see a woman stalking through some bushes. Actually, you really don't see her. You just see her eyes. And in a moment, there's a glint, a flash, and then an arrow flies straight towards the quotation marks camera.
Huntress is dogged. They see their target and fly towards it like an arrow. But every time an arrow lands, it becomes more and more damaged. It is important for the Huntress to fly true, lest their time run out. I see Huntress stalking. Pack of wolves.
You hear, you don't think it's actually wolves, but you just hear a howling noise in the distance.
They are not her prey, but she hunts them all the same.
Do I get like a sense of like the color of her eyes, or like kind of like either the shape, the glow
from the card?
Yeah, or are they all just kind of like
you don't think the card is representative of the person you? Oh, sorry, it is representative, but you don't think the figure you see in the card is the person you're going to meet. Another one of the figures in the crystal ball begins to slowly coalesce a little bit firmer this time. You can tell they're not tall, they're not short, but you can tell that they have long, wavy hair. Then she waves again, and another card flips over. This one is in a tavern. There's, at a table, two people are... Actually, you don't even see the people. You just see their two mugs slamming together and then foam going all over the place. The slamming together of the two tankards... At first, you think it's kind of like jovial, but then when it happens a second time, you get kind of like an almost competitive, like aggressive nature to it. This one says the drinking companions.
One might assume the drinking companions are friends, but this is not always the case. Drink can warp the mind, turn thoughts away from reason and towards aggression. While these two may be inseparable, they may not like it. I see they are laid out on a table. Something is wrong. A ritual. Something is very wrong.
Two figures, side by side, begin to slowly, their form kind of like coalesces. They're so close together, it almost looks like one person with two heads. You don't make anything. Their form is like too amorphous to see them properly.
Okay.
Another card flips over. This one is, it says simply, the assassin. It is otherwise, though, blank.
A dangerous card. Beware the assassin's blade. For it brings more than death. A well-placed blade can topple nations. Beneath those robes, though, stands a man, mortal as any other.
Madam Eva pauses for a moment, and then you see kind of like a smirk at the side of her mouth.
They are close, perhaps within the camp.
Ooh, I see.
And then Madam Eva leans back, and you can see that the effort... another figure within the crystal ball, their outline becomes more solid. But there are still many figures who are still quite shadowy, and you can't make them out properly. Mm-hmm. Madam Eva leans back in her chair, and you can see that she didn't have a lot of color in her face to begin with, but you can see that what little color has drained away from her. She says,
"Visions of the future dire.
I understand.
If we meet again, I will give you another vision. Until then, I must ask you to leave."
Of course, thank you so much for your assistance.
She gestures to the cards that have been flipped over.
You may keep them.
I grab them, pocket them.
You wander out of the wagon, and that Vistana who let you in, Jackson Bailey.
Yep. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Closes the door for you. "What you see in there, what you spoke of, is between only you and Madam Eva. I do not want to know."
"Of course. Thank you so much. Do you have a merchant around here? I'm looking to perhaps trade for some items."
"We mine have was... some equipment, oh, yes. What would you want?"
"Honestly, I'm looking for anything. All my equipment was stolen by a druid."
He takes you to the second last wagon. They have mostly trade goods, but there are some items that you can buy. You're probably not going to be able to purchase armor here, and maybe only simple melee weapons.
Yeah, that's all right. I think I need a weapon. I don't want to take Pip's only mace.
Sure. Well, they could sell you, they have a club or a great club. That's easy. This is just a bit of wood.
Yeah. I got a stick.
You can purchase a dagger, a hand axe, a javelin, a light hammer, a mace, a quarterstaff, a sickle, or a spear.
Okay, so no sword or anything like that? Like a long
They don't carry swords.
Okay.
You don't think that they trade in weaponry much.
Yeah, right. What would I be proficient with, I guess?
You're proficient with all of these weapons.
Oh, do I have a shield as well? By any chance?
Highs or lows?
Let's go with lows.
Yeah, they could sell you a wooden shield, yeah.
Sweet. If I could get like a shield and let's go with, a mace, I guess.
Shield will set you back. All right, you got any trade goods?
Well, I've got that incense and these strawberry seeds.
Well,
and this bread and wine that I've been.
The Vistana puts his hand up at the strawberry seeds and says, "We do not do trade backs."
Oh, these are, of course.
But he, the block of incense, they'll accept. He looks at you and he says, "We can give you for the block of incense." You can see he's quite obviously bending over backwards to help you here.
Yeah.
For the block of incense and your coins, we will give you a shield, and we can give you a club. But
honestly, that is great. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. That is so kind of you. I appreciate. Thank you. I will accept that offer.
You get a club and a wooden shield. The wooden shield, it's. So when I say wooden shield, don't imagine like a Viking round shield made of like hard, sturdy wood. Imagine like a part of a door that someone has broken away and stuck a handle on.
Okay.
It looks like it might have already splintered a little bit under someone else's attacks.
That's pretty funny. I don't have anything else to trade, but do you happen to have any strawberries by any chance?
He searches through, highs or lows?
Highs.
Yeah, they have a single punnet of strawberries.
What can I offer or do to try and acquire even just one strawberry?
He thinks for a little bit, and he says, "It would be, I think, unlikely for us to not meet again. I do not have a gift of the sight, but I feel like I will see you again. Let us say... you may have the bonnet of strawberries for now, for a future exchange."
Of course, I will owe you one.
He hands you the bonnet of strawberries.
I thank him again for his hospitality.
Was there anything else?
I guess, could I interact with the people around here? Almost try to, like, I mean, it's going to be hard to scope out an assassin.
Sure.
But I guess, yeah, look around to see if there's anything like that that might be able to, like, ascertain that, oh, hey... maybe I can find somebody, or like, because assassins just like blend in. Is anyone that's like trying either too hard to blend in, or there's just something a little off?
You look around at the Vistani wagon train and you realize, wait a minute, this isn't a camp, this is a wagon train. You look back at Pip's camp.
Oh.
Pip.
Yeah.
Where is he?
Get a good boy card for getting the eggs.
Thank you.
Pop is still...
I'm rubbing my temples because I've got a headache.
There's a slight pause, and you're maybe facing away from Pop. There's a slight pause in Pop's cawing, and then...
I swivel around.
You swivel around, and we're going to go to initiative.
Oh, what? This is why I need help.
Pip. You get tackled from the side. Oof. You manage to see them just before this happens. So you are not, you don't auto fail this check, but someone, a robed figure has slammed into you. You feel in their hand a dagger that they are trying to work towards your neck.
What?
Fuck. Well, you saw them before, but it didn't help you much. You roll around on the ground, and you come in such a position where they are underneath you. You are on top, but they've like got their legs locked around your waist.
Mm-hmm.
One arm locked around one of your arms, which they've dragged aside, and the dagger to your throat. You hear a voice, a hot, breathy voice in your ear. "Please, we could be civil about this. What is your name?"
"You attacked me."
Please. No need for specifics or semantics. I wish only to
understand. I'm just standing here with my hands on my hips, looking at my chicken.
I wish only to understand where I am. Are you a wizard?
Do I look like a wizard? I'm in my long johns.
Well, I was standing somewhere entirely different to here, and then suddenly I'm here. You're the only person I see. What am I to conclude from that?
How has this happened twice in one day? Get off me, and then perhaps we can have a civil conversation. Oh, let's have a civil conversation, Pip. I'll say after I tackle you and put a dagger to your head.
The attacker lets go of you. You turn around to see a tiefling with a hooded cloak and kind of obviously dressed a little bit like a characteristic assassin thief sort of character. But nonetheless, you can see that he moves very lithely, and you assume that most of his stealth relies upon just not being seen as opposed to not looking like an assassin.
For sure.
He stands up, looks you dead in the face, and says, "So you didn't magically conjure me here?"
"No, I rubbed my tentacles. Does Pop shut up?"
"Oh, yeah, Pop shut up. You think he was trying to warn you?"
"Oh, that's nice.
That's nice of Pop.
Yeah. Deep down, he cares."
"No, I didn't summon you here. You've been..."
"Well, it did, to be fair. You do not... Well, look, hey, not to say that there is a wizard attire, but you don't really look like..."
"Look like a wizard. You don't know..."
"I'm..." "Please, forgive me. I'm sorry. I know I jumped to aggression, yes. But, in my defense, it's disorientating."
"That it is. I like look up at the castle and I look at the mist. Though you see no water for miles around you, you are nonetheless marooned. Like me, you are a castaway. To change metaphor, the mist is a prison. Strahd is the guy who's kept us in jail, and you can't get out except by dying. The place is called Barovia. You're in Barovia."
"Barovia." He pockets his dagger, and you could see he's like calming down. You realize maybe now.
Yeah.
He was his attacking you was probably a very not just unjustified, but you could tell that he...
Like uncharacteristic?
No, not uncharacteristic. You could tell that he is like trying to... He attacked you out of like pure white hot aggression. And you can see, maybe you could see, because you recognize in him,
yeah,
a person who has some white hot aggression and is like back in the box for you. So, yeah, you understand now why he attacked you. You think... Mm. Yeah, he was just lashing out in pure see rage.
Yes, Barovia, that's where we are. There's some soup left, I think, if you want some soup.
"I'm good for soup, thanks."
"Wonderful."
Hector, you see Pip is chatting to someone.
"Oh.
I used to have another fella, but he's left. Can you do radiant damage?"
"No, I'm quite the reverse."
I'll start heading up towards Pip.
You approach, and you recognize each other. You recognize Piran. Yeah. If you'll recall, you saw him last at Fairburn Point. Mm-hmm. He's an assassin who works for Goldcrest as a nation and a king no longer exists.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know that he was kind of like part of their official state-sanctioned assassins.
Mm-hmm.
He helped you out back at Fairburn Point.
"Oh, Piran, isn't it?
Hector, correct?"
"Yes, did you get my... I left your companion on... when he joined us. I'm sorry to say he died."
"Oh, okay.
How did..."
"I'd only known him about a week."
"Oh, right. Did you get my... we left some correspondence for you. How did you get here?"
"No, what? How could you have left correspondence for me?"
"I left it on a drop-off point for you."
"It was like 3 hours ago. What are you talking about?"
"What?
It's time doesn't work the same." I'd like to imagine I'm just leaning on one of the posts on Pop's chicken coop at this point.
"Yes, no, and that was days ago, weeks even."
"Not for me," Piran says.
"Time," I say.
Sorry, of course. Well, I look at Pip. "I guess you have given..."
I've done the spiel. "So, for him, yes.
Yes, we're trapped. Whatever.
Yes.
Got to kill someone. Wouldn't be the first time I've had to kill someone to get out of a country."
"Me and Hector here, we have something to do. So you're welcome. Well, not to stay here. This is my house."
"Sorry. yes, the seer, she, you're the assassin. You're the assassin. Right, she said we'd have an assassin. We'd meet an assassin to help. She mentioned generals."
"Please say my profession a little louder."
"Well,
you got two of them."
"You poor son of a bitch."
Sorry, Piran, but you're not exactly subtle about the whole thing, are you?"
"Well, the fucking idea of it is that you don't see me, though. Or if you do see me, I kill you."
"Well, that's some assassins. Some assassins just blend in. The good assassins blend in."
"Oh, do they?" "Yes. I'm sorry, and your extensive knowledge of it would be..."
"Nothing, never mind. Forget I said anything. Please get this over with."
"Are you also an assassin?" he says. "Assassin! Yes, call it out like that. Like you're doing the job as
I
well.
I am a chicken farmer. I'm sorry to say this is the chicken.
I want to just grab the card of like the assassin, just like slam, like just chuck it towards him. "Well, she already knows you're here."
"Well, whatever then. So you're hitching up with the chicken man instead of me."
"Yes, we have to go fight.
What do you mean instead of you? Do you know where we're going?"
The gentleman over here gestured towards the castle. I can see the castle.
Oh, yes, if you want to go and die quickly and painfully, yes, you can go straight to the castle, sure.
Generally, when you are taking a job, do you try to get as much information as possible, or do you run straight there?
Well, I don't typically interview a chicken farmer.
Yes.
With, hang on, let me count. One.
Yes, that's the chicken I'm farming.
As much as you are a chicken farmer, you did deal with those direst wolves. He's a very...
What? Those whattest wolves?
Direst wolves.
Apparently there's something called a direst wolf.
It's not important.
He was able to chase them off. And as you can see, well, maybe not, this place seems very hostile, and he has managed to keep a chicken alive. Which is something to be fair,
that's mostly on the chicken.
Never mind then.
Honestly, if the chicken died, that would be quiet.
I'm in your corner. What are you doing?
I just
take a breath.
Sure.
A hostile environment here on this little farm.
I spoke to your this seer who suggested that
my seer.
This seer, in this, her name is Madame Eva. If you want, look, it's not that far up here, and if you would like to have a chat with them themselves, they are tired, maybe not. They would suggest I would meet some people that would, I want to maybe even just like, maybe glance at Pip to see if perhaps Madame Eva gave him something similar, and now things are clicking into place. Yes, she prophesies that I would meet several people that would help me with this particular goal of escaping, as well as in the future.
Do you believe this seer?
Well, it's quite frankly, it's all I have to go on right now.
So this, what did you say his name was?
His name's Madame Eva.
No, not to the seer.
Baron von Strad. Strad von Zervic.
Zarevic.
Yes.
So you know.
Is this going to be a difficult assassination target? Because it wouldn't be the first count or viscount or whatever that I've killed. Is there any extra that I would need to know?
There was a story of a powerful wizard that one of the Vistani said that went up against him, and there was an army about a year ago. Oh, so this is true?
Yes.
Okay, so...
get a good boy card.
So there was a baron. Look, I don't know. You perhaps.
It's not
perhaps
important.
No?
It's not worth talking about. Yes, Baron von Strahd is. I mean, he's more than just a simple human being. He's kept people entrapped here in Barovia for centuries, for a very long time.
Evil sort of person, then?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll shack up with you then. He says to you, Hector. Evil sort of person, you're a paladin, right? You kill them. You're like an assassin, but for evil people. I'm like an assassin, but for everyone.
Mostly, yes, for devils, that's demons. These are the kind of things that we... Okay, yes. Yes, I guess you could argue, yes.
All right, and this Madam Eva said mm-hmm. that I'm going to help you kill them, mm-hmm. and then we're going to leave.
Yes, to escape, and then hopefully...
This seems like a long, roundabout way of doing it, but... I put a lot of stock in prophecies, he says.
I just like give an incredulous look. Like I don't.
Well, she also I grabbed the other three cards. Yes, there was the drinking companions, this huntress, and the traveler. Perhaps they are other people like ourselves that are trapped here that perhaps they could help us out.
Would you look at that, Pop? I say we've got two chosen ones. How lucky could we be? Two chosen ones who've entered Barovia with nothing, no idea what they're doing, and they think they can do something that, you know, if it could be done, surely by this point.
You're right, Pip. I'm so sorry. You're very right. Maybe we're getting ahead.
We have werewolves to fight. Pyrrhon?
Yes.
Yes, so if you wouldn't mind, I mean, once we've done that, he's all yours. We did have sort of a deal.
Why are we killing... Whatever. I've killed werewolves before.
Oh, good. Three people. Oh, this is going to be a breeze. Although, I have, waggle Emmanuel de Monster Dark Places edition, silver. Don't have any silver. Need silver to kill a werewolf.
Pyrrhon takes out of his pocket a dagger. You can see it's made of silver.
Can we melt it down? It's just that I tend to fight with a crossbow and, well, one silver dagger between three, you know.
It's okay. I have it, he says, and he pockets it.
Is there anywhere else we can perhaps get some
silver.
Do I know where silver would be acquirable?
The Vistani wagon might have it.
I don't want to go there.
Well, you keep quiet on that then.
I know as well that healing magic will damage a wolf man.
That's true.
Oh, in that case, great. Well, look, I'm a little bit...
If they're transformed.
Transformed into a human or transformed into a wolf?
Yeah, God, now I have to look through the book again. once they're in a transmogrified state, so yes, whilst they're transformed, so then healing magic will harm them.
So sorry to, I don't mean to bother to ask the same question again. Do you mean in their human form?
No, or I mean in their wolf form.
So their wolf form. Okay, yes. Thank you so much.
If they're in the human form, we need wolfsbane, which...
The theory holds that if they are in a transmogrified state, then the magic contained within the god's own healing will attempt to heal them back to their state of origin, which you take to mean they've got werewolf legs, but then the healing magic is like, well, you should have human legs, so let's force that.
That's very good. Well, I've had a morning... If we could perhaps just have a bit of a... What time is it already?
Like, it's probably noon.
Noon.
Yeah.
I would like a if possible, a rest. But, sorry, I forgot. Well, this conversation... I just grab a punnet of strawberries and offer them to Pip as a thank you for your hospitality.
I take the strawberries off you. Perhaps I was a little rude... earlier. For that, I apologize. Thank you for the strawberries. Would you like a strawberry?
Piran just takes a strawberry.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So kind.
Your strawberry? Yes, you're welcome to rest up here at my property for the day. Conceivably, we could take the night too if you think you need a rest.
What's the nearest town?
That would be Kresik.
Can we not stay there?
You can, yes.
There is wasn't Velikai?
Velikai is the bigger town.
That doesn't seem like the reason why he wouldn't have mentioned Kresik.
And Kresik is
just across the road, really.
It's like I let the pregnant pause just happen and maybe just eat the strawberry.
Piran, who hasn't picked up on this yet, says, perhaps we should head to Kresik. I feel like I would rather be within walls. Is there walls to the city of Kresik?
There are, yes, there are walls to the city of Kresik.
Uh-huh. He's already failed this check, but... no, actually, this time he looks at you suspiciously. And if I were to head to Kresik, I would be allowed within?
Well, they're very particular about who they let in.
And is it because we look like?
Look like.
Well, he's a...
I'm a tiefling and he's an Azamar.
I don't think they'll care. Yeah. I don't think they'll care, right?
No, you actually don't. You don't know the racial disposition of
I've actually never been inside.
Yeah, you wouldn't know shit about it.
I don't imagine they'll care. I mean, it's rare to see an Azmir or a tiefling anywhere in Barovia, just because it's rare, you know, to see anyone from outside. But I don't think that'll be a problem.
Right. So what is he?
It's just a particularly safe city. And in a place like Barovia, where everything's trying to slit your neck, it's I want to make sure it doesn't get overrun, I suppose. They're particular about who they let in for that reason.
Oh, right.
No riffraff.
Yeah, okay. So we could just go up and ask for entry?
Yes, I suppose you could.
Yeah.
I will remain here.
Yeah, or,
if that's all the same to you.
Do you have anything on your person there, Piran?
Piran pats himself down. I believe everything I left with.
That's good.
I've got, he moves his cloak and you can see he has a rapier at his side. He has a pack with him that contains, he's also on his belt. He's got several daggers and maybe throwing knives. You can see in his pack, he takes out a short bow. He's got...
He's got a lot of stuff, I'm saying. Okay.
Yes, I happen to be robbed by a druid. Perhaps we can... If we've done with this werewolf thing, we can hunt that down. Perhaps I don't have any gold left, unfortunately.
How sad, Piran says.
If we are...
Pip, maybe like, kind of like swallowing like he hates to do it. Take a gold out.
For the strawberries, let's say, and I'll give you a gold.
Thank you. Just if we need to stay somewhere for the evening.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Well, we'll head to Kresik and we'll I'll meet you here in the morning.
In the morning. That sounds like a good plan. I need to... If you can get silver, if you can find silver, or otherwise, I'll figure something out.
Silver or that wolfsbane, you said?
Yes, if there's wolfsbane there, that'll be useful. If they are not in a wolf form, silver's better. If they are in a wolf form, is the whole thing.
A wolfsbane is a...
It's a plant. Okay. Does it grow in Barovia?
Yeah, you could search for a wolfsbane.
Maybe I'll find the wolfsbane. If they've got it,
it would. You would probably actually want to... it's a forest that you find wolfsbane in, which so would... Would mean that you want to head towards Kresik. You could go westward, but that's where Boris lives.
Yeah, okay. Look, I'll search for wolfsbane around my house, and you go into Kresik, see if you can find silver or whatever else you need, clothing.
Are you going to head westward where Boris kind of lives, or are you going to head... Because you'll be walking basically with them towards Kresik, and then you just keep going.
All right, well, I'll walk with them to Kresik, but, like, the moment we get within the border of, like, the road or the town...
Sure.
Like, I don't want to be seen, so...
All right. I would say it's kind of obvious that Pip doesn't want to be seen by the town of Kresik. Like, he's making a very obvious... It's impossible for him to not make an obvious show of not wanting to be seen.
Yes. I've never seen a man want to try to be avoided by people.
I see it quite often, actually. Yeah. But I would be biased.
Yes, fair.
People who I tend to interact with don't... Like, kind of... They will often know that someone, not necessarily me, is coming, so they try to hide, you know.
Oh, do you think somebody is hunting our good friend?
I'm behind them, I imagine.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Not like directly behind you, because I'm...
I was thinking we'd have this conversation when you had left.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because that would be rude. Well, yeah, I was like, if I'm still here, I imagine I was like way up the back looking for Wolfsbane so that I couldn't overhear. Mm-hmm. But also it's good to have it after I've gone.
Yeah. Well, I would not be that direct.
Piran smiles to himself and says, I would highly doubt if there wasn't someone out there who wanted him dead.
Well, do you want me to do the talking or...
Yes, as an Azamar, if they're going to be racist towards anyone, they will be racist towards me before they're racist towards you.
I wish that was not true. Right, we'll head up to the gate.
Do you like supporting your good friends here at D&D is for Nerds? You want to combine those two loves of yours and buy a D&D is for Nerds t-shirt today? Well, head to sanspantsradio.com/shop right now to see the incredible selection of t-shirts we've got available. We got t-shirts with Jigglypuff on them. We've got t-shirts with Brown Travelers on them. We got the Greyhill Free Company logo, or just the D&D is for Nerds logo if you're not feeling too fancy. Show off your love for D&D is for Nerds and help support the show by heading to sanspantsradio.com/shop today.
Assume there's an entry point where there's guards.
Yep, you see, sure enough, there's a big, solid, sturdy-looking stone wall that clearly runs the entire perimeter of Kresik. You can see, well, you can't see into the town itself, but there is a giant hill that sits on the eastern side of Kresik. And on that hill, there is another walled compound, and you can see there is an abbey within. You can see, like, the bell tower and whatnot.
Yeah, okay.
As you approach the gatehouse, the air grows colder as you approach the walled settlement. Two square towers with peaked roofs flank a stone archway, into which is set a pair of 12-foot-tall, iron-bound wooden doors. Carved into the arch above the doors is the name Kresik. The walls that extend from the gatehouse are 20 feet high, and atop the parapet you see four figures wearing fur hats and clutching spears. They watch you nervously.
I want to, like, huddle up because I'm now very cold. And so they're the people that, like, there's no one in the gates. There's no one.
There's no one at ground level, no.
Cool. I just want to wave.
Who are you?
My name is Sir Hector. I am a knight of the cloth. We were wanting safe passage into your city for the night.
We do not recognize knights of the cloth.
That's fair. We just arrived.
The guards look about each other, and one of them calls out, "We will have to talk to the Burgermaster. I will return."
Yes, take your time. It is fine.
You're waiting maybe 15 minutes, and then another figure steps out onto the onto the parapet.
It's like before. Okay, well, maybe go to Piran. Have you ever heard of a Burgermaster?
Yes, I believe I have. Yes, it's a
mayor.
It's like a mayor. Yes. Just the leader.
Oh, gotcha. Like another.
I mean, like, of course, they're searching for a leader. But,
well, of course.
Yeah, no, I think it's like a mayor type character. Yeah. Right. Yes. Okay. It's rare, though. I think the Huss people sometimes use the term.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Another figure steps out onto the parapet. Mm-hmm. You can see that he has kind of, well, I guess you can't see his balding head because he's so much higher than you. But somehow you're aware that he has a balding head.
Exactly like how I imagined.
He's got a big, bushy, handlebar mustache.
Exactly like how I imagined.
I'm basically imagining Dr. Robotnik right now.
And he's wearing heavy fur-lined clothing. It mm-hmm. looks... Even from a distance, you can tell that it is fancy, like wealthy-looking clothing, probably quite warm.
Oh, that would be...
He looks down at you and calls out, I am the Burgermaster, Dmitry Kreskov.
Nice to meet you, Burgermaster. I am Sir Hector Dragonsbane, Knight of the Cloth, and this is my associate, Piran.
You wish to
gain... Oh, by the way, before I say Piran, I have asked if it... What does he like to be called as...
Piran is fine.
Piran is fine?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You wish to enter Kresik?
If possible, for the night.
This will not be possible.
Is there anything we can do to get into Kresik?
There is to the north of here, a den of werewolves. If you were to slay the werewolves and bring proof, we will let you in. Until then, it is too dangerous to allow anyone who, to be honest themselves, could be a werewolf.
It makes a level of sense. We were going to do that. Is there any? Do you have any items to help us, like silver or wolfsbane?
My good friend, if we have silver, it is being used in defense of the city.
Fair enough. We are going off to this den tomorrow morning. Do you have anything to spare, if possible?
He gives you an almost sad look, and he says, "We will give you some clothes, but." I will not spare anything that I do not think will come back.
Clothes would be useful.
They, in like a bucket, lower down some warm clothes.
Excellent.
Hell yeah.
Excellent.
Food up.
I wish you the best of luck. If you do not return, I will ask the next people to gather your corpse that we might bury it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Love that Barovian hospitality, baby.
All right. You and Piran leave somewhat dejected. Piran turns to you and says, I could sneak in.
And to get what?
Well, if they do have any silver, I could search for it.
Yeah, I mean, perhaps that would be useful. It might not look great if we go back tomorrow, so we say.
Piran shrugs.
Well, if you don't think you can be seen, I don't see why not.
All right. Are you heading back to Pip's shack?
Because you went, because Pip went further than us, didn't he?
Yeah, Pip.
I'm in the woods.
Yeah, yes. Pip probably mentioned, I assume, that you're in the woods.
Yeah. I told you why I was coming with you.
All right, then. Well, I will attempt to find something within Kresik.
Well, yeah, see what you can find. And
I will meet you tomorrow at midday at Pip's shack.
Yes.
You part ways. Okay. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Ah, that sucks. All right. Aww. You see a dark figure crouched low and perfectly still, aiming a crossbow in your direction. Then you scan and you see 1, 2, 3, 4 more, 5 total, all with crossbows aimed directly at you. One of them calls out, identify yourself.
My name is Sir Hector Dragonsbane. I am a Knight of the Cloth. I am new here. I just arrived.
It's my first day.
It's my first day.
One of the figures slowly approaches you, still with crossbow drawn. They lower it slowly.
If you want to rob me, I need to inform you that unfortunately I have already been robbed.
The one approaching you slowly lowers his crossbow and says, do not resist. If you are not a werewolf, you have nothing to fear.
Oh, yes. No, I'm not a werewolf.
He takes from within his cloak, he takes out a small silver dagger. When I say dagger, I mean like... This dagger is maybe the size of, I don't even know, it's like a butterfly knife.
Okay. It's like an envelope, you know.
Yeah, like an envelope cutter sized dagger made out of silver. He presses it against your skin.
Okay.
And when nothing happens, he backs away and nods towards the first guy you saw. All of them slowly lower their crossbows. They don't disarm, they don't like, they're not They're just not pointing them at you anymore. They're still loaded. They're just pointed at the ground now. We are guards for the local town of Krezek.
Yes, I just came from the entrance where your burgomaster gave me some clothes.
You are to hunt the werewolves?
Yes.
All of them make not a sign of the cross, but kind of like you can tell that it's got an equivalent significance to them. They all kind of bring their pointer finger and thumb.
Index?
In like a index, yes. Index and thumb, they bring them to their lips and then kind of point it up towards the sky. And you get the air of like making a sign of the cross sort of
gotcha.
Equivalent.
Not now. I'm looking for a friend of mine. He went to the woods to get some wolfsbane.
A clever tactic to gather wolfsbane. A pity it only grows in places where wolves live.
I'm sure he knows that.
Well then, carry on and good luck to you. May the Morning Lord watch over you.
Yes, may the Morning Lord watch over you too. You wouldn't happen to have a spare anything silver on you by any chance?
We have no spare silver.
Anything I could do to acquire a silver, one of those? I kind of jested it. Is anything I can perhaps do?
You can have the silver if you kill the werewolves. Until then, we need it.
It is fair. I'll thank you anyway.
Pip. Mm. Unfortunately, you are unable to find any wolfsbane, but
shit.
You do find Hector, and Hector, you find Pip.
Couldn't find any wolfsbane.
We couldn't. They actually want us to kill the werewolves to get entryway. So,
Yes.
Well. Piran's going to try to find an alternate entrance to see if he can procure some things that might help, to see what he can do.
And then
he's going to meet us in midday.
Oh, I rather hoped we'd leave in the morning, but I suppose we can wait till midday.
Did you need some help looking for the wolfsbane?
Yes. Do I think that continuing to search is, like, risky?
I mean, yeah, every time you roll to search, you're also making an encounter roll, so yeah. There is a risk involved, but it's not a guarantee.
Mm. What time is it?
It would be about like 3 p.m. And you know that this place gets a lot more dangerous.
Yeah, I don't
want to
be here after dark. Yeah.
You know it would be, if you left now, you would get back to your shack before nightfall. You could keep searching and then you would be at least out of the... So, all right, levels of risk.
Yeah.
Being in the woods, riskier than being anywhere else. Yeah. At nighttime, it also gets riskier. Mm-hmm. So it would be nighttime before you got back, but you would be out of the woods before you got back.
Oh, okay.
So basically, nighttime woods, guaranteed dangerous situation. Yeah, guaranteed bad time. Just being around Barovia, slightly possible bad time.
Yeah.
Nighttime or in woods, chance of bad time.
Now, with Wolfsbane. So I use Wolfsbane to identify if somebody is a werewolf.
Yes.
But do I think, knowing where the werewolves are and how werewolves operate, that the chances are if I see a bunch of people together in a cave, they're the werewolves?
Well, you know where their cave is.
Yeah, so I'm like, they're all werewolves, so getting the Wolfsbane, whilst useful, might not be super necessary.
Well, Wolfsbane also hurts werewolves.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I mean, play that as you will.
Yes, I think I think it's worth considering that we have one silver dagger and your healing magic. Anything we can have in our corner is probably necessary. So if you don't mind me searching, I'll describe what Wolfsbane looks
like. Yeah, exactly. If you would tell me what it looks like, I could help you look as well.
So the way I'm going to do this is, Hector, you can make a survival check to give Pip advantage on their survival check.
Oh, yeah.
You need to get at least a 10. If you get 5 or less... You give them disadvantage because you fuck it up so badly that you mislead. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, okay. I've got only a +1 on survival, but however, I am optimistic to a fault. So nice. I'm helping.
Good stuff.
Well, double good news. Get a good boy card for being optimistic to a fault, and also you give advantage to Pip's roll.
Woo. Lucky.
Pip, you get, let's say... 3 doses of Wolfsbane.
Nice.
Plenty. 15 pieces of ammunition or 15 strikes with a weapon.
So do I just apply it to the weapon? Just the Wolfsbane Raw, basically?
Oh, no. Well, Wolfsbane Raw will do... imagine, like, Wolfsbane Raw does 1 point of damage.
Yeah, okay.
But if you put it into
a
potion...
I can enhance it,
yeah,
for sure.
That's great news.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you very much for helping me identify. This is going to make this a lot easier. Not that this will be hard, I don't think. but this will certainly make what was already an easy task
even
more
easier?
Simple.
Yes.
Yes, but it is getting terribly dark, and if we're in the woods after dark, we might as well be dead. So let's
yes, of course.
Move on.
As you're walking back towards your cabin, Pip, you spot that there are a bunch of ravens. Six ravens in total, just circling around in the air. They don't appear to be doing anything specific. You can't tell what their purpose is here, Pip. You just see that they're, like, lazily flying in circles. Whereas Hector, yeah. Hector, you take one look at this and you immediately you're like, this is really fucking weird. There's just a bunch of ravens lazily flying in circles. What the fuck?
I'm going to set up a scarecrow, I say.
Are the ravens?
They come around here. They want to eat the radishes and pumpkins, I think. They're here after my crops.
This is still within the wooded area.
Yeah, yeah.
There is a little bit of a clearing where they're flying around. You assume they're on, you know what ravens mean.
Yeah.
You assume they're on some business. You're not sure what it is. But also standing in this little clearing area, you see a absolutely mountainous creature. It's not a monster. It's a humanoid.
Oh, okay.
An orc specifically. Actually, even from behind, you can tell. He has a long staff that he has kind of resting upon one shoulder. He's got a big backpack, like massive, like a modern day, not literally a modern day, but you know, you can imagine like the size of a backpacker's backpack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just a simply enormous backpack, which he has taken off and it's leaning on one side as well. And he's staring up at the ravens, presumably with curiosity, but you can't see his face right now.
Okay.
So the ravens just are circling, yeah?
Yep.
And they're circling this orc.
No, they're circling in the clearing. The orc is standing kind of more at the edge of the clearing, but in the clearing still.
I don't stop.
Gotcha. What is going to...
There's ravens in the sky.
Right.
And they're gentlemen of some kind.
Orcs, Adam.
Yeah.
In Kandor.
Sure.
And my relationship to orcs. Would I be tense? Would I be like maybe being, okay... Do I know of any sort of like friendly orcs? Because I assume like you know half orcs are those kind of you know people that people in Kandor we tend to kind of interact with, maybe not they're not like outcasts as such.
Yeah.
They're not exactly you know pariahs, but maybe orcs. I'd be more of a
well. That depends on a few things.
Okay,
it would depend first on the King's Trail, which is a very populous, very well-worn trading network, runs partially through Kandor. Your proximity to the King's Trail within Kandor would have dictated how many non-humans you would have seen in your lifetime.
Okay.
If you are closer to the King's Trail than further, so closer to like the metropolitan heart of Kandor, you would have encountered a lot more races, and so you might be a little bit more...
cosmopolitan.
Yeah, yeah. You might be a little bit more open in your leanings, amicable to a creature that you have not met, or maybe like something like an orc.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you lived coastally... You might be aware that orcs from Mara, or not, sorry, orcs from Irontooth, which is a island, giant island, not too far away from Kandor. Some, as a right to their god, go on kind of raiding journeys along the coastline.
Okay.
So you might also be aware that orcs can bring destruction, but if you lived near the King's Trail as well, you would also know that that is not all orcs. That is orcs who worship particular deities.
Right. And, okay, and this particular orc, does he, I guess, so he's got a backpack on, he looks like perhaps, I'm getting visions of Traveler? Am I getting visions of maybe?
You take one look at, he's barefoot, but you can see he has very well, like, travel-hardened feet.
Okay, so I'm like, again, taken to this prophecy like a duck to water, maybe.
Sure. Been he has heaps of traveler vibes, absolutely.
Okay, so it's like, you know, well, not the assassin. There's only one of them, so he can't be the drinking companions. And if they were a hunter, well, not a great job. So how far away are we from this particular orc?
Not too far, maybe only 30 feet.
Okay, so...
if he has heard you approach, he's not turning to face you.
If I notice that he's stopped, I assume you've stopped.
Of course he is. It'd be hard to not notice.
Hello, friend.
The orc turns to face you. He's got two giant tusks jutting out of his lower jaw, which sits forward. And when he turns to face you, he talks through the tusks.
A pleasure to meet you. Who may I say you are?
I am Sir Hector Dragonsbane.
Well met, Sir Hector Dragonsbane.
He takes one of his giant fists, slams it against his chest, and says, I am Agoragash, the Mighty.
Nice to meet you, Agoragash. Are you a native to this fine land, or have you found yourselves perhaps trapped?
I am far from my home, and I have been for a long time. Where, what land is this?
This is it Barovia, yes?
Yes. I'm Barovia. Leaning against the tree. Maybe I'm sitting down.
I do not know this name.
How many times is this going to happen today?
I arrived, last night or something along those lines. I've not been here very long, but my good friend here, Pip, he has been here
We've
for...
We've just met.
He steps towards you, and as he steps towards you, you notice that... Oh, actually, I should roll. Pip, you don't care. Hector, you notice as he steps, the air kind of moves with his feet, and every time he takes a step, the grass around his feet flattens, not just where he steps, but around his feet. You can see that there is quite obviously some magic to how he walks.
Right.
He looks you up and down, just as you look him up and down, and he obviously takes in your tabard, any religious accoutrement you might have about your person, and he says,
you are a holy man. I do not recognize these insignia.
Right. I come from Kandor. I am a knight of the cloth.
Kandor.
He shakes his head again. I do not know it.
Your homeland is?
Far from here.
Does it have a name?
Who can say?
It has a name in my tongue, but translated, it just means home.
Oh, right. Well, I suppose, Kandor would be my home as well. If he's interested, I'll make a point out the tabard. I assume it's the sun, the gnomes in Penia.
I would assume so, yeah. But it could be largely anything.
You're still wearing my secondhand clothes, yeah.
Oh yeah, would I? Oh, yeah, would I have
I don't
had
it? You'd have a tabard. Oh, yeah, but you've got the religious symbol, so
I might just have a pendant.
Yeah, he just sees the pendant.
Yeah. I forgot how robbed I was.
Yeah.
Well, if he's any kind of interest, I think I would take a moment to talk about gnomes in Penia.
He nods, seemingly interested. You speak a little about your deities. He nods and finally says,
I have heard some of gnomes and Penia. I do not know of Kandor, but I do know of those names.
Good to hear that it is travel to wherever you are.
Fine gods for a Asiamar?
Yes.
Fine gods for an Asiamar to worship. Appropriate. He says.
Maybe, Pip, you recognize when someone is being condescending more than you recognize Hector.
Yeah.
You get the impression that Agoragash is kind of more humoring Hector than anything else. He quite obviously is like, oh, yes, that's very nice for you.
Oh, very nice little gods you've got there. Yeah,
he,
for sure.
There seems to be a measure of respect, but he also is like, it's nice that you have your nice little customs.
Yeah. I don't remark on it, but I just watch from the tree. Maybe I've got Emmanuel de Monster Dark Places edition out, and I'm thumbing through it.
Yeah. If I don't even pick that up, maybe I'm noticing. Maybe this orc is interested. Maybe I'm like, oh.
He just seems like he's curious about your religion.
That's nice. It always starts with curiosity.
Going to try and convert one another. What a delight that's going to be to watch.
So, what are you doing here? I noticed you noticed the birds as well?
I have not seen such creatures where I am from. I am curious after them. What is their name?
I think they are just ravens.
They're just ravens.
Just ravens.
Yes.
Is this a title? Just?
No. The creature's name is Raven.
And they are just ravens.
They are only ravens. They're not... Well, yes. Yes, they're just ravens. They're called just ravens. Anyway, if I had a
watch, I'd be poking at it right
now. He understands that you're mocking him a little bit, and he seems genuinely shocked that you would mock him.
They're
getting the air that he kind of thinks he's better than the two of you. He's trying not to be obvious about it, but there's a little bit of superiority on his part.
Anyway, Hector, if we stop for every random person staring at birds in the woods, we'll never get back to the house.
So yes, there are ravens. I guess you do not have many birds where you're from?
There are birds in my homeland, but they are large, much larger than this. Right. These are smaller than even babies.
Well, we're heading back to our abode. There are werewolves.
Our abode.
In the, oh, you're a bird. There are werewolves around, so be careful if you've not come across them just yet.
I fear not werewolves. But I see the prudence in traveling in packs. Perhaps I could move with you for now.
I'm about to say yes. And then I'm like, look, just glance to Pip.
We have business tomorrow.
Have you fought any were-creatures before?
Yes, many.
Lycans, I say, of the lupine variety?
No, we haven't werewolves where I'm from, but we have were of other sorts.
I fought a were-bear and a were-rat before. Nasty fellas.
I have fought mostly were-rocks.
Right. Bird, the gigantic bird, yes.
Oh!
I mean, anything's possible. You come from a very bird-heavy realm.
Just the one, he says. But many of them, he acknowledges.
Sure. Well,
We're meeting up with one of our teammates tomorrow at midday. Then we're going to go and... there's a den there, wasn't there?
Yes, there's a den.
And going to try and clear that out.
Hmm. He seems curious at the idea of a werewolf den. Actually, you don't need to roll. He just straight up says, I would be curious to test my mettle upon these lupine creatures.
Yes.
To see if they are as good sport as those of my homeland.
Well, yes. Let's head off. I think Pip was mentioning that once it gets dark, it is...
I'm sure, and I say this dripping with sarcasm, I'm sure you're more than capable of fighting whatever Barovia throws at you, but it's probably would behoove you to be out of the woods when the sun sets.
No need to be rude. Lead on.
Okay.
I hope you enjoyed that episode, and if you want to hear more stories from us, then perhaps I should welcome you to the world of darkness. Here, the dead don't stay buried, and there are more layers to the world beyond our own. Join us in this anthology series of unspeakable horrors set in a world not that different from our own, where we go beyond the map. Head on over to sanspantsradio.com/podcasts and search for our Beyond the Map series to join us on this journey as we explore our deepest fears. Though be warned, sometimes shining a light into darkness only makes it mad.